I love it when God speaks, and God speaks in so many different ways. He speaks to us as we worship him. He speaks to us as we draw near to him in prayer. He speaks to us with that still small voice. And if we're honest, sometimes it's like he's shouting through a megaphone at us because we're too deaf to hear. The disciples used to listen to the words of Jesus. The disciples were there with him when he spoke. But sometimes they didn't understand because Jesus spoke in parables. And often he would explain them to his disciples after. But we have the beauty of hindsight. We've got the whole of the Old and New Testament to look at. We can see the explanations that Jesus himself gave. But there are times when I'm sure we still ask ourselves the question, why did Jesus speak in parables? Yes, he used simple, relatable stories. He was able to convey spiritual truth in very, very simple ways. But maybe you've stopped and asked the question, well, why did he use that method? Why didn't he just speak plainly all the time? Why was it that things were hidden in the very words that he used? The fact that his disciples had trouble understanding, I'm sure that we, even in the 21st century at times, have trouble understanding what it was that Jesus was saying. What I want us to do this evening is dig a little bit deeper to actually understand the reason or reasons why Jesus spoke in parables. You see, the stories that he spoke, they weren't just simple illustrations. They were powerful tools that revealed the mysteries of God's kingdom. And by the end of the sermon, I hope that we'll be able to see how the parables that he spoke actually apply to our own lives and how we should respond when we read what Jesus has said and what he offers through the parables. First point, parables reveal the truth to the humble and to seekers. Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 to 11. This is an important clue for us about why Jesus spoke in parables. His disciples came and asked him, "Why do you use parables when you talk to the people?" He replied, "You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not." The reason why Jesus spoke in parables was to reveal truth to those who were humble, to those who were sincerely seeking God. Parables were like spiritual keys. Those who were willing to listen, those who were willing to learn, those who were willing to apply what Jesus taught could unlock deeper spiritual truths. We ourselves, as we grow in our relationship with God, as we walk the walk, as we talk the talk, as we read the word, we learn more and more about God, about Jesus, and about our relationship to him. God loves us, and he has revealed his word to us. And yes, there are bits that are difficult to understand. There are bits that we'd really rather God hadn't told us because they affect the way we live, the way we act, the way we operate in our daily lives. But friends, we're meant to be humble. We're meant to seek God. We're meant to dig a little bit deeper. Jesus taught things that would unlock deep spiritual truths, secret truths almost. The Greek word that's used as secret here is mysterion. This refers to something that is a divine truth. This is something that can only be understood through revelation. And that revelation itself comes from God. Jesus was saying that the parables were designed to reveal divine spiritual truths to those who were spiritually hungry. Not everyone who heard Jesus was truly seeking the truth. There were many at the time that were listening, just as there are many in the modern world today. But the Bible speaks about those who just want to have their ears tickled, to hear something nice, to hear something encouraging. But the word of God is something that is much deeper than just words of entertainment or words of comfort. The Bible is the word of God. It is the truth for our lives. It's how we are meant to live. It's not entertainment, friends. There were those in Jesus' day that were curious. There were those who were openly opposed to him. But for those who are genuinely seeking to understand, just as when we genuinely seek to understand, The parables are a powerful way in which God reveals truth to us. We can learn so much. The same principle still applies for us today. God reveals himself to us when we open our hearts and mind to him. When we approach him with humility, when we seek his wisdom, he will not withhold his word or his truth from us. There are those theologians who think of the parables as a treasure map, that if you're willing to follow the clues, that you will find the treasure. But if you dismiss the map or think it's too difficult or unimportant, you'll miss out on the spiritual depth that is there. Jesus's parables, they were designed to make people think, to make people reflect, to search for deeper meaning. And friends, every time we read the word of God for ourselves in our daily devotionals or whenever we pick up the word, we are meant to think about what we're reading. We're meant to reflect on it. We're meant to search for the deeper meaning that is there and then ask God to help us to apply it to our lives. Some of you know I've got a new car this week. Well, it's an old car, but it's new to me. And it came with a manual that is 568 pages long. And those are just the pages that are in English. I mean, it is thick, the book. And I sat there and I had a quick skim through and I realised a quick skim wasn't enough. A quick skim of the Bible isn't enough either, friends. We can't just open up the Bible and stick our finger in at a random place and read what it says without understanding the context of what went before, what happened after, how it fits into the bigger picture. The parables are a treasure map. They guide us. But we need to make sure that we spend the time digging deep. Not just skimming the surface, not just looking at the pretty pictures if you've got an illustrated manual or an illustrated Bible, but actually read what it says and digest it. The pastor Timothy Keller put it well. He said, Jesus's parables are like stained glass windows in a cathedral. They seem dull and lifeless until you stand inside the building and look through them in the light of the sun. Beautiful illustration, isn't it? If you've ever seen a stained glass window, some of them are so intricate and ornate, but it's only when the light shines through that you really see the beauty that is there. And it's the same with the word of God. When we allow God's light to shine into our hearts and our minds, we can truly behold the beauty of who God is and what God has done to ensure that we are saved, to ensure that we're set free from the burden of our sin. Are you allowing God to illuminate your life? Are you allowing him to shine into the areas of darkness that still need to be dispelled? We are all a work in progress, friends. None of us have reached perfection. We will one day, but thankfully when God looks at us, he sees the righteousness of Jesus. He considers us perfect. Indeed, scripture says that we are God's masterpiece. And I've said before, maybe I'm more Picasso than Rembrandt on most days. God loves me. And through his word, he teaches me, as he teaches you, more about him and helps us to draw closer to him. In some ways, the parables require us to step inside them, to look closely, to allow the light of God to shine through, to illuminate the parables and illuminate our hearts. Second point, parables conceal truth from the proud and unbelieving. In the same conversation, Jesus explained a second reason for his use of parables: to conceal the truth from those whose hearts were hard. In Matthew 13:13, he said, "That is why I use these parables, for they look, but they don't really see. They hear, but they don't really listen or understand." Let me be honest. This is a truth that most men are accused of by their spouses or partners every day of our lives. Men have an ability to appear like they're listening when they're not. Sorry, Meg, you'll discover this. You'll be married soon and you will experience this. We're really good at seeming to be engaged in a conversation and we might nod, we might even smile, we might even say yes at the right time. But the truth is, we're probably thinking about something completely different. And the people listening to the parables were exactly the same. They wanted gems. They wanted truth. But when Jesus spoke truth, they really didn't want to listen to it because it affected the way that they lived their lives. We, when we read the Word of God, we read it, we might take it in, but there are times when we actually reject what it says because it doesn't fit our idea of what we want our Christian walk to be. What, put God first in everything, give up doing things that I enjoy doing. I mean, you know, God knows my heart, but it's so easy to bring a but into conversation or prayer with God, isn't it? And for those that were listening to the parables who really didn't want to understand what Jesus was saying, they switched off. Jesus revealed truth, but these were people who were spiritually blind. These were people who deliberately hardened their hearts to the truth. And friends, I pray that we would never do that. I pray that we would be willing to have our eyes opened, our hearts and minds opened to the truth of God's word. I mean, Jesus is referencing the prophecy here of Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. That's when God speaks of people who hear the words but don't respond. Jesus wasn't being unkind. He was showing the condition of people's hearts and that the condition of the heart determines whether or not truth is received. And all of us at some time or another have hardened our heart, maybe not deliberately, but perhaps we've become compassion blind. I shared a few weeks ago how I received a bit of post from the Evangelical Alliance, and the magazine itself was quite thin, but within it were seven separate appeals from Christian organisations asking for donations. All of them were valid. All of them really need support. But rather than open the seven individual envelopes, I just put them to one side and read the magazine. It's almost like I've got compassion fatigue. There is so much going on in the world. There is so many difficulties. And I kind of blinkered up and just focused on what Evangelical Alliance was saying rather than allow God to soften my heart to be compassionate about the other things. I mean, for weeks now, we've had Operation Christmas Child boxes here at the front of the church. There's the whole display at the back. And I know that many of us are involved in praying, supporting, actually doing boxes. But how much more could we do? I mean, in many ways, Operation Christmas Child is one of the few things that consistently every year we get involved with from the perspective of evangelism. These boxes are going to go into places where we will never physically set foot, and they can change lives. Yeah. And all we've got to do is spend a few quid to fill a box and bring the power of Jesus into someone's life. Amen. Maybe we need to check our hearts, friends, because we shouldn't just be doing that for those who are out there yonder. Gosh, there's another old word, yonder. I don't even use the King James Version. But we shouldn't just be doing it for those that are miles and miles away. We should be doing that to our neighbours, our friends, our families. Finding ways to speak truth. Finding ways to speak life. And maybe there are times when we talk to our friends and it's like we're talking in parables. We're using a completely different vocabulary from the one that they're used to or comfortable with. Maybe a few years ago, if someone spoke about God, other people would think, oh, they must mean the God of the Bible. Now, in the 21st century, they're more likely to ask, which God? Our vocabulary can be as difficult for an unbeliever to understand as the parables were for those who were spiritually blind. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says this, but people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. I'm sure we know that to be true in our own lives, don't we, friends? Before we met with Jesus, before we came to that point where we recognised that Jesus is Lord and we repented and turned to him, before that, it was like someone was telling us or speaking a parable to us. We didn't understand, we didn't grasp until the Holy Spirit actually worked within us. You see, spiritual truth, it requires spiritual discernment. And spiritual discernment can only come when we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us and through us. And the parables are really something that highlight that principle to us. I mean, imagine trying to explain the beauty of a sunset to someone who's wearing dark glasses or to someone who's blind. There are certain words that we would use to describe what a sunset looks like. But no matter how vivid the description is, the person who is wearing the dark glasses or is blind will never see the colours that we see. Maybe for a person who's wearing glasses, they can take the dark glasses off and actually see it for themselves. But there are those that will remain blind. Even when revelation comes, they choose to turn away, to ignore what is right before them. And those who reject or ignore God's truth are not able to fully behold the beauty and depth of the word of God. Third point, parables invite us to reflect and respond. Parables were designed to provoke thought, to make people think, to encourage personal reflection. And whenever we read the word of God, we should think, we should reflect. Yes, in the word of God, there is direct teaching. There is stuff that gives us a clear answer. But parables and some of the other literature, some of the prophecy stuff that's in the Bible, does cause us to wrestle with the meaning of what's actually there. I won't ask for a show of hands, but let me ask you the question. Do you understand everything that's in the book of Revelation? Or the prophecies in the book of Daniel? Or how prophecy could be given so long ago that is perfectly fulfilled in Christ? There are things that we believe, but we can't necessarily reconcile because we don't have the knowledge. We're not God. We're not all knowing. We're not all seeing. But parables, there is something in a parable that should cause us to stop, to think, to wrestle with what we're reading. Matthew 13, 34 and 35. Jesus always used stories and illustrations like these when speaking to the crowds. In fact, he never spoke to them without using such parables. This fulfilled what God had spoken through the prophet. I will speak to you in parables. I will explain things hidden since the creation of the world. Jesus fulfilled prophecy, and he was fulfilling the prophecy that was given in Psalm 78, 2. That says, "For I will speak to you in a parable, I will teach you hidden lessons from our past." Jesus spoke in parables so that people would dig deeper. Jesus spoke in parables so that we would dig deeper, to reflect on how the stories that we read, the narrative that's there, how that applies to our own lives. Because the word of God is as relevant to us today as when God inspired his writers to record the words for us. It's still relevant. There's truth there. Truth that transforms. Truth that changes. Truth that brings us from darkness into God's marvelous light. And one of the beautiful things about the words of Jesus, whether he's speaking in parables or whether he was teaching his disciples, every word of Jesus can engage both our heart and our mind. There is so much depth there, so much that we can miss if we just casually read what's there. And what I should say is Jesus didn't speak just as an intellectual exercise. Everything that he said was a call to action. And friends, we need a call to action. The world that we live in is getting worse. There are more unbelievers, there are more lost alive on the planet today that need to hear the word of God, that need to hear truth, that need to understand who Jesus is and what he did for them. And God calls us. God calls us to go, to tell, to speak, to love. When we hear a parable or when an unbeliever hears scripture, what is said should actually cause both us and them to reflect and ask, how does this apply to me? What is God calling me to do? What is my response to what I've just read, to what I've just heard? Jesus, in Luke 8:8, he says this. When he had said this, he called out, "Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." I'm looking around the room and yet you've all got ears. Do you all understand? Do I understand the full depth of the Word of God? The more time we spend in the Word of God, the more we'll understand it. Thank God that we have a children's ministry on a Sunday. Thank God that we can teach those who are young to know what truth is. And perhaps by God's grace, as they grow in understanding, in age, they will come to that point where they confess Jesus is Lord, and they will go and share the truth of God with others as well. Friends, if we don't build the next generation, then we are the last generation. God is raising up people. He's raising up young people. He's raising up old people. He's raising up people of every age, every race, and every tongue to proclaim the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that there is no other way of salvation except through him. Sadly, some of the mainstream churches don't teach that truth anymore. We have people reported on the news who hold high position and high office who say that there are many faiths and many ways to reach God. And sadly, these are people who don't read their Bible. These are people who don't understand the truth of what's in God's word, because the word is clear that Jesus is the only way, the only mediator between man and God. And that's not expressed as a parable. That is truth that is declared. And yet there are those who are spiritually blind. Those who are responsible for teaching others. Those who are responsible for proclaiming truth. Who are ignoring truth. Friends, let's not be people who ignore the truth of the Word of God. It's something we can stand on. The Word of God is the foundation of our faith. It's not about how we feel. It's not about what we do. It's all about our God. The revelation that he has made to us. And our acceptance and repentance. And coming to Jesus in faith, that is what saves us, that's what sets us free, and that's what will save the world. Belief in Jesus, nothing else. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. But elsewhere it says, if they're not told, how will they hear? Friends, we have been called to go and tell. Jesus was always inviting his listeners to go deeper, to understand the truth that was hidden, to think about the parables. And friends, many of the parables are like mirrors. When we look into them, we see a reflection of our own heart, of our own life. But do we respond to what we see? So often it would be easy for us to dismiss things and think, well, that's okay for the person sitting in the back row because they really need their lives to change. But me, I'm all right. I'm not as bad as her, not as bad as him. The Bible is clear, we all fall short of the glory of God. We all fall short of God's standards. And for every one of us, we need to dig deep into the Word of God and allow the truth of God's Word to transform us and change us. Author N.T. Wright, he said this, parables are stories with intent. They force us to ask, what kind of soil am I? What kind of person am I becoming? Where do I fit in the story? Friends, where do you fit in God's story tonight? Where do you fit in God's plan for humanity? What role is it that God has called you to do that you've yet to step into? The parables of Jesus, they cause us to look, they cause us to dig deep into our lives and respond to the call of God upon our lives. Let me bring it in the land. In conclusion, Jesus spoke in parables because they were the perfect tool to reveal the mysteries of God's kingdom to those who were seeking. At the same time, truth is concealed from those who are hard-hearted, for those who are disinterested, for those who think that they are okay exactly as they are. Parables, they engage our minds, but more importantly, they touch our hearts and they call us to reflect and respond to the truth that we've heard. So friends, next time you read a parable, next time you read the Word of God, how will you respond? Will you be like the good soil, ready to receive and bear fruit? Or will you be like those who hear but do not understand? Will you choose to not see, to not perceive? Or will you choose to receive what God is saying to you? Let me encourage you this evening. Be ready to open your heart to God. When God speaks, be ready to listen and be ready to respond to what he calls you to do. Allow the Holy Spirit to work in you and through you, to reveal the truth of God's word to you every single day. Don't just leave it for a Sunday to hear the word of God, but read it for yourself day by day. Dig deeper. And as you discover the truth that's in the word of God, be willing to apply it to your life. Be willing to live the way that God has called us to live. Be willing to actually serve God in this generation, to build the next generation. And maybe tonight you feel that your heart is too hard. God can soften every heart. God can use every single one of us, regardless of our skills, regardless of our background, regardless of our intelligence, our height. God can use every single one of us to bring glory and honour to him. And God can use every single one of us as the person who is a rescuer, one who is lost, one who is drowning, one who needs salvation. God can use you and he can use me to change the world and change this community for his honour and his glory. So friends, be willing to respond. Dig a little bit deeper and trust that God can use you. You are proof that his word works. You are proof that salvation can happen. You are proof of a life that can be changed. Let's see what God can do as we willingly serve him in our homes, in our workplaces, in our communities. Let's not speak in parables. Let's just speak in truth and love. And let's see what God can do with the words that he places into our mouths and onto our lips. Amen.